In the name of Jesus, amen. Today is the celebration of the central event in history, the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. It is the central event in history because everything in created time and space revolves around Christ and the cross. This work of redemption of God's only begotten Son was prophesied by God immediately after man's fall into sin. Since that point in history, mankind has been aware of a coming Savior, one who would defeat the evil foe and win reconciliation with God. God's hand is seen working throughout the Old Testament, always leading up to this central event, where God's own Son would become man and suffer and die for the sins of all. Time did not stop with that central event. History continues to be written. The Word of God remains present through it all, faithfully proclaiming the news that Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, has been crucified for the forgiveness of sins for all mankind, even as time moves on. And as time presses onward, Christ and Him crucified presses onward with it. Even as the people of old looked forward in time to the event of Christ crucified, so the people of now look back in time at the same pivotal events. Crucial to this superior historical event is the fact that it is for all to see. Jesus Christ did not die a quiet death in a dark, dank prison of Pontius Pilate, nor was he murdered in a remote location of the city Jerusalem where few would dare to travel. Jesus of Nazareth was on display for all to see. First, in the Praetorium, Pilate. There he stood trial before the Roman authority with crowds of his fellow Jews jeering him from behind. The sentence of his crucifixion was made for all to hear. The marks of Jesus' flogging were present for all to behold. Those who saw Jesus led away from Pilate's court could not miss the crown of thorns compressed into his skull. Soldiers, under the charge of Pilate, led Jesus outside the city walls to a hill called Golgotha. Fittingly enough, the hill had the shape a skull, most often used for crucifixions, this hill. The people of Jerusalem and the surrounding area would know the location well, as there would have been others who met their grisly end on the same mount. It was in a place where many travelers would pass by as they came in and out of the city for the week-long celebration, Passover. If the hill outside of the city was not high enough itself, the Son of God was lifted up on the cross. Easily seen above the sojourners passing by, and the crowds gathered around. Jesus had predicted it to Nicodemus, who himself was a member of the Jewish council. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Jesus said, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Crucifixion served as a fear tactic for the Roman government. Any who witnessed the crucified ones were well enticed to live within the bounds of Roman authority, for fear they would suffer the same brutality. Hanging with the condemned upon a cross was a notice of their crime, meant to inform all who saw it what sort of things earned the consequence of crucifixion. Above Jesus' head, however, was not a notification of his crime, but rather a title. It was a title put in place by the authority of Pontius Pilate, the same man who sentenced him to death. And the title was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. The title, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Jesus' fellow Jews spoke in Aramaic, so all of those who passed by as participants of the great high holy celebration of Passover could read the words for themselves, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And those words were striking, as each Jew would have to at least consider what it might mean for Jesus to be their king. And if indeed he was their king, there he hung for all to see, crucified at the behest of their own religious leaders. Could this be? Is this how God's Messiah would be treated? It would be difficult to push such thoughts out of their minds. Latin served as the official language of Rome itself. All of its official statements and documents would transpire in Latin, and the language so permeated the world around it that its impact is felt even in our own language today. All of Rome and its empire could know that Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, had been crucified under Pontius Pilate. And lastly, the notice was written in Greek, the more worldly language of that time. And that is due in large part to the great conquests of one Alexander the Great. As a result, the entirety of the New Testament were written in the language of that period, the Greek that we know. And any who knew the Greek of that time could read those words and thus carry the message with them wherever they might go. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, crucified in the city of Jerusalem. Every major language of that area had been covered. There was no mistaking who it was that was crucified on Golgotha that day. The hymn writer from our current time writes of what all could see in Christ that day. That head, which angels with ceaseless praise adorned, is pierced with crowded thorns. That face, which our God with grace and beauty lit, is marred by sinners' spit. Those eyes, outshining the sun's most piercing light, are dull as single night. Those ears, accustomed to praise from heaven's host, must hear his haters boast. That mouth, whose wisdom the wisest could enthrall, tastes vinegar and gall. Those feet, whose footstool is this terrestrial fear, to bloody wood adhere. Those hands, which stretch out the heavens like a tent, by spikes and twain are rent. That tongue, uninjured, shall cry from that cursed tree a prayer of love for me. There is no hiding the crucifixion of Christ. It is no secret. Jesus Christ has been suspended on the cross, sweating, bleeding, naked, for all the world to see. The reason? Sin. Yours, mine. And the forgiveness of us. The most important event in history, God's plan of redemption, cannot be covered up. It cannot be removed from the books. It cannot be explained away. It is there for all to behold, ponder, to meditate, to believe, for the sake of salvation, for the forgiveness of sins, in Jesus Christ alone, in Him crucified for all.